This is a meditation on nowness. Let's begin taking our seat. In the midst of our world, arranging our body geometry, our legs, our feet, our hips beneath us, allowing ourselves to come to an uplifted seat. Our spine erect as we can, uplifted in our world. Also with a relaxation. Just sitting with nothing to hide. And nothing to prove. Our neck straight, with our chin a little tucked, allowing our breath to flow freely. Our tongue could be behind our teeth on the roof of our mouth. Our eyes could be open with a soft gaze, a few feet in front of us, or they could be closed. And as we begin to sit, we could check in with our motivation for practice. Why and who we are practicing for. And we could check in with our body. Just feeling how it is right now in this moment, and welcoming and including all of this experience, including any discomfort, any pain, any joy, any bliss. Everything is included. And in the same way, we can check in with our mind. How is it in this moment? Does it feel tight or open and loose? And again, welcoming whatever the experience is. Everything is included. And we can begin with just a one breath meditation. Just be with our breath for one breath. Breathing in. And breathing out. And staying with our breath. We could do another one breath meditation. And we can allow our awareness to rest on the experience of our body breathing. go of any need to control our breath. And just being with it. Breathing in and breathing out. And we could expand our awareness that there are so many amazing, magical processes unfolding right here, right now, in our body. Our heart beating. Blood flowing throughout our chest, our legs, our feet. Our lungs filling with air, gases exchanging with our bloodstream. Right now. Our hair is growing. Our skin cells are living, are dying, are exchanging fluids and gas and energy with the environment around us. Electricity running throughout our body right now and now. Letting go of all need to control any of this. It's just happening right now. We don't need to know anything about it to appreciate it. How magical and amazing all these processes are taking place. What a much bigger self we are than we think. How deeply a part of this world we are. All this interchange and exchange that is happening right now with the fluid environment around us. And what if we stayed in this place of not knowing? Not needing to know, but curious. And appreciative. We can actively choose how to be, what to be in this now space. There really is no future, no past. Everything that we experience is always now, but our minds are often not with it. We are planning or reviewing or ruminating. These are not bad things, they are useful as tools, but not as a way of living. So as we sit here in nowness, and then we recognize that we have been off somewhere future, somewhere past, somewhere invented, we can, in that moment of recognition, we can touch into that experience from outside it. Ah, yes, that was planning mind. Oh, that was reviewing mind. Oh, that was logical figuring out mind. And just become familiar. And then let it be. Let it fade as you stay in now space. In this now space, you're always ready. There's no preparing to be ready, preparing to prepare to be ready. We often mortgage our now against a future that never arrives. When we're kids, we want to be older, we want to be in school. Then we want to be in college. Then we plan that when we get a job and money, it will be amazing. Then we plan that when we have kids, it will be amazing. Then we think when they leave the house, that'll be great. In our job, we think when we get the next job, it'll be great. And then, oh, well, when we retire, it will be great. Be here now. Realize that time is an illusion. It's a tool that we can use once we stop letting it run our lives. What if we switched from using our calendars running us to it just being a tool that we can use? Switch deep within us our allegiance. Switch it from psychological time, this illusory view of time that we spend so much time embedded within. Switch our allegiance from that to now space. The irony is that when we do this, the abundance of time becomes infinite. Days stretch and feel like weeks when we stay awake and present, right in this now space. Let's do a one breath meditation, staying completely with the breath as we breathe in and breathe out. feel the infinite space that stretches all around us in this nowness.